On the show today, we have OnApproach's Austin Wentzloff giving us the latest on collaborative analytics, so check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show and on today's program, we have Mr. Austin Wentzloff from OnApproach. Austin, how are you in the great white north, which is not white yet? It's still very fall.
Not quite yet. Yeah, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, we're talking a little CUNA Technology Council Conference. We're talking collaborative analytics. We've got a bit of a full plate today. But first, let's talk about the CUNA Technology Council Conference, which is going to happen next week. What are your expectations? What do you guys want to take away from there?
You know, CUNA Tech's always been a good conference for us. So I joined back in 2013, and I've been going ever since then. I actually think 2014 was my first CUNA Tech, but OnApproach has gone for a while. And it's always been an awesome conference for us. Obviously, you know, we're in the big data and analytics or the data analytics area, so technology and all of that really fits in nicely with where we're at. So it's a great conference. You know, networking is probably one of the best things that I'm looking to get out of there, is just all the people that you meet, a lot of like-minded and innovative people that are part of the council, and also the people that attended this alongside the council as well.
It seems to me it's like a really, obviously innovation comes to mind and all, but it's so exciting because you go to something like this and you see all the really cool stuff that people, not only are they working on, but they're talking about, and they're just kind of moving forward on plans and just really keeping the credit union movement moving forward through technology, because it runs through all our technology now runs through all our lives, and you guys are right there in the mix. So it's going to be really exciting to see what's the latest and greatest going there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's changing so fast. Mm-hmm. You know, every year it's something new. You know, you run into someone else. What are you guys doing this year? It's completely different than the last year. And that's just kind of how technology rolls. It's we're constantly innovating, constantly doing new things. So it's always exciting to go out there the next year. And what happened from last October to this October is a lot of times drastically different, which is exciting. And it's also important to have a conference like this because of those changes. You know, you have to stay on top of them, just because, you know, you blink your eye and now we're all day.
You're going to miss something, right?
Exactly.
So let's switch gears here a little bit here. Collaborative analytics. So what's the latest here regarding a CUSO model? Like, who owns the data? Who owns the technology? What's this all about here, Austin?
Yeah, so collaborative analytics is kind of what we've been calling it. So our vision for the industry has always been kind of the same, but as of the last few months, we've really landed on this term, what we call collaborative analytics. And basically what we mean by it is we strongly believe that this is an industry challenge and an industry opportunity. You know, it's not a one credit union that's going to take on all the analytics, all the predictive models, the machine learning. It's an industry initiative, and that's why CUSOs exist. So that's why, you know, OnApproach came out, is we wanted to build something that allowed credit unions to collaborate on one common, you know, playing field, essentially. So the idea of collaborative analytics is get every credit union on the same platform. And I think, you know, I might have mentioned this in our last interview, but the Apple iOS, that's an example of a platform. You don't see every person out there building their own iPhone and building their own operating system, their own calculator app. That's how the credit union industry has traditionally operated, though, is that we have to do everything on our own and kind of start from scratch, because we have this very unique or custom, unique to ourselves, data structures. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's on their own data language. So what we're doing is developing a platform that's consistent across the board. So it doesn't matter what core system you're on, what ancillary systems you use for, you know, origination or anything like that. When you get into our platform, which is called M360, it's all the same across the entire industry.
Wow.
So that and that platform is what enables what we call the ecosystem, and that's where the collaborative analytics term comes into play, because we're talking about sharing stuff from credit union to credit union. Mm-hmm. So we were just talking about networking. Networking is extremely important, but to actually put the rubber to the road and say, hey, I wrote this code for this new predictive model and I make it accessible to the entire industry, that's what we're talking about. It's not 6,000 credit unions doing 6,000 next best product models or 6,000 CECL models. Mm-hmm. build it once and then you share it 6,000 times.
And only in the credit union industry could this happen, you know, because right. I mean, not very many other industries. I'm trying to think of anything off the top of my head. I don't know if there's one, but developing something like this for everybody, that sounds like a pretty cool deal where we can all share.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of it is that our mission, our vision quickly changed because when we first came out, we were going to build, data analytics solutions for credit unions, but it was going to be very specific to those credit unions,
right.
Specific to the core system they're on, specific to the ancillaries that they work with. Mm-hmm. We quickly shifted focus and, CUFX has been a big part of that where we decided there needs to be one common standard and that one common standard will power, everybody. It'll empower this industry to work as one versus each credit union trying to figure out everything on their own. So that's really how it's come into play is creating that one standard. And, so sharing applications or what we call them, applications, predictive models, all those things, that's one aspect of it. Mm-hmm. Sharing data is the other thing. And I think, that's one thing we'll talk about is who owns this data? Because there's so much value in the data. And when we start to give it away and give it to other third parties, we start to diminish the value of that asset that we have, because that's really our number one asset mm-hmm. in the day is our data. So part of the QSO model too is developing technology and developing a means that credit unions can do this themselves. It can be owned by credit unions. Credit unions own the technology through the QSO. They own the data through the QSO, and we're not giving it away. Because when we start to give that away, that we start to give away who we are, as an industry, as a individual credit union, mm-hmm. or specifically. So
well, it's a little scary for a credit union too, because hey, that's our data. and especially in this day and age when we're all so kind of freaked out about cybersecurity and things like that, rightfully so. I mean, you're kind of treading on that line is a little bit. So, I mean, I know you guys you're great people and you do great work and stuff like that, but I'm just kind of looking at the devil's advocate side of it. It's like, share my data. Somebody's going to get some private stuff or something. I don't know. I mean, just kind of, thinking about it from left field, as opposed to, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a security aspect of it.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah.
Equifax, we don't want to have, obviously, they've been all over the news for the last couple of weeks, but also the monetization value. Those are both huge. And that's why we think, so sending your data out, we want to make sure that's fully encrypted. You have
Your
PII is scrubbed off. Basically, if someone got into it, if they got into that data, all they would see is a bunch of random characters and numbers. They wouldn't see Lawson belongs to this credit union, and here's the loan that he has with it. That's kind of what we're working on is that encryption process. So you don't see the actual member data. You see, just this random
gobbledygook. But that's a highly technical term, by the way, gobbledygook. All right. Remember that. No, I think I've been watching too much stuff on the dark web. I mean, about too many presentations on like the dark web and things like that. It's like you're just like walking around in this paranoid state. It's like, I got to stop doing that. So I apologize.
I'll use that term at Keynote Tech when people come.
Yes, and tell them where you got it.
Ooh, yeah. I think we'll get a couple sales out of that.
Exactly. Hey, I do what I can to help you out, all right? How about a couple more updates in the industry? What do you guys see? Obviously, we've talked about the Equifax thing, and everyone's talked about it till we're blue in the face, and we're not going to stop talking about it, thankfully. But how about, disaster recovery? What's going on with the hurricanes right now? Face ID with the new Apple facial recognition technology. Any of this type of stuff kind of catch your eye?
We obviously live in the world of data and analytics. So I think just to touch on that, what we're seeing from an industry trend is just amazing excitement around this area. When I started at OnApproach in 2013, you talk to people and you wouldn't get a whole lot of feedback on we're doing this or we're thinking about doing it.
Yeah.
Now I can't talk to a credit union that's not doing data analytics.
Really?
Wow. Every single one of them is saying that this is something on our list for either 2017, they're doing it now, or they're starting to do it, or they're budgeting for it in 2018.
Right on.
It's pretty crazy. So 2013, 2014, 15, 16, not a whole lot of talk, but now it's explosive.
Well, it sounds like that was kind of like the education period, and now everyone kind of understands it, understands the benefits of it and where it can go. So sign me up type of thing.
Yeah. So we're getting a lot of attention with that. And then I know the whole theme you're going to hear about at CUNA Tech, but just everywhere is digital transformation. So how do we digitally transform ourselves from being a credit union that was community branch focused to being a credit union that can also cater to members mm-hmm. through the web presence, because the whole mom and pop shop community feel of credit unions, it's still there in a certain regard, but you know, some of our credit unions have tens of thousands of members, hundreds of thousands of members in yeah. some cases. So that community feels still there, but to have that personalized experience like we used to be able to have, where, hey, you know, hey, John Doe comes in the branch, how's your kid doing? Mm-hmm. That's going away. So we need to be able to figure out a way to attract them on a different level. And that really all falls into digital transformation. Yep. So there's a lot of areas in digital transformation. Data is obviously a huge component of that, because that's really that, you know, like as I mentioned, that asset that enables digital mm-hmm. transformation. But I think that's probably the biggest trend we're seeing right now. And I know we're working with Kirk Drake and his mm-hmm. new company, CU 2.0.
Yeah, he
just wrote the book, and we contributed a little bit to that as well. And I think that's a really important thing. And if everybody listening here hasn't got the book and hasn't read it, they should. Yeah, because that, you know, CU 2.0, it is just that. We need to think about what is next, you know. Our assets were our branch. That's going away. We're seeing that traffic decline. Mm-hmm. So now what do we do next? You know, how do we become Domino's Pizza? Mm-hmm. You know, Domino's Pizza is a great example of digital transformation.
And now you're making me hungry, because it's lunchtime in my neck of the woods. Hey, but yeah, I think it all kind of complements each other. The digital complements the branch, and the branch complements. They all have kind of like, they're all kind of like kind of settling to their I guess specifics or their focus, you know. So I think they all kind of complement each other in their specific services. And right. digital obviously is a major, major component. And I'm so glad this is like, it's really exciting time to be in financial services. It's just not like, you know, calling somebody up right now or going through the drive-through or just a basic little transaction. It's really kind of cool stuff now, especially with like what Apple just recently announced, their Face ID stuff and, you know, remote bill pay, all those cool little services that are coming out that where you guys can like capture the data and continue to make really cool, cool individual type services. So it's really, really an exciting time. And you guys, again, you guys are right there in the mix. So well done.
It's exciting times for sure.
Indeed.
I think, you brought up facial recognition. That's going to be another huge data driver. Everything that every new technology they bring out is a data driver. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have to have this means to mine that data and be able to effectively use it. Because, you know, you and I talking right now, we're creating massive amounts of data. This video that's getting downloaded, more data. You know, all of it can be leveraged for something. You know, it all falls into that asset category. So
exactly.
I think. That's really why we're out here pushing that credit unions need to be doing this, and also pushing that it's an industry initiative, because there's such a long journey to get from data access, data management, you know, report writing, all the way up to machine learning. Mm-hmm. We want credit unions to be there now, not, you know, 5 years from
right.
now.
Right.
Doing it on your own is going to take 5 years to get there, and it's mm-hmm. going to be a challenging situation, and by the time you get there, you're going to be outdated again. So we really want this industry to come together as one, and that's why QSOS exists. You know, that economy yep. of scale, being able to combine the best and brightest minds in the industry, and also, like we mentioned earlier, be able to own part of it. You know, own the value of the data, own the technology. Mm-hmm. You know, the solution that we have, M360, is a patented solution, and we want the credit unions to own that.
Exactly. Don't be the Betamax. All right. Yeah. Don't get left behind. Don't be Blockbuster. Yeah. All right. Well, Austin, thank you so much for your time today. We'll see you in, 7 days next week. It's going to be fun, man. All right. Anything else to wrap up, sir? Any final words here to leave us with?
I don't think so. I think, like I mentioned earlier, you know, digital transformation, it's got to be top of mind. And if your credit union's looking to become, you know, more knowledgeable about that, reach out to us, reach out to CU 2.0. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, that's involved in those groups, they really want credit unions to survive and thrive. So, you know, we're here to help.
Right on, man. Right on. Keep pushing that proverbial envelope. Well done, sir. All right, Austin. Thanks again, man. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work. All right.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you in a week.
You got it.
9th Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables 9th to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. 9th Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.